neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbi Shalom gave a new birth certificate to Yaakov and Alam Shalom, and the name was Israel. It's not Israel, it's Yisrael. And also when you say Shema Yisrael, not Israel, you have to make sure you say it the Yud pronunciation, not Aleph. Some to the habit to say Shema Israel. It's a mistake. Yeah, it's a Yud. So now, the Gemara says where that calls Abraham, Abraham is forbidden the act of the direct command from the Torah. But now the question is, why we have for Yaakov Avinu both names that is used, Yaakov and Israel. But for Abraham, you cannot call him Abraham. We can't, because his original name was Abram. Then Hashem changed his name to Abraham. So Abraham is history. But how come, but Yaakov, we use both names? No. He says your name will not be anymore Yaakov, only Israel. But we use both names. We see in the Torah, sometimes it says Yaakov, sometimes it says Israel.
So does it have some meaning that we deserve to be Israel, we are Israel. If we go back, we are Yaakov.
Chazal Baruch, beautiful. I'm sorry?
Is that Avinu named him, that's why?
No, Hashem. Yeah, when he wrestled with the Malach.
No, Israel, I know Hashem name, but Yaakov Avinu.
Yaakov, Hashem named him Israel. And also the Malach. The Malach gave him the first introduction that he'll be Israel. Then, and also in Parashat Shemot, it says, Beni Bechori Israel. So now, here, the reason of these both names is, Yaakov is Ekev. Ekev means hill, down, right in a low state. Israel has the root of Sar. Persian, they use it here also. And also they call it Sarvar. Sarvar. It's Hebrew. That means you're on the top of us. You're great. So now here, the reason that Yaakov Avinu has both names, because the name Yaakov is for the Galut, name Israel is for Eretz Israel. What does it mean? That means when Yehudi is in Galut, he has to have the mentality of the Ekev. What does it mean? That you have to be very humble, don't show off, don't brag, don't follow other people, don't copy other societies. That's the Yaakov name. But when you go to Israel, then you can be proud, you can brag about what you have, Beit HaMikdash, Kotel HaMeravi. But when you're in Galut, you have to, what's called it? Loki. Yeah, the small one. Yeah. So that's why these both names are used. But about Abraham, we cannot use it anymore, because the Yaakov is for the Galut. You have to, Chas v'shalom, don't think this is your homeland. There's no such a thing. And you should not feel that you have any type of resemblance with people out there. In any way. Anyway. What they do, how they act, what they wear, where they go, that's for them. You have to be Yaakov, no matter where you at. And that's what exactly the message of this both name is. And it has to be both used. One for Galut and one for Eretz Yisrael, Tibane v'Tikonen, v'Karov.
Koil ha-Neshamot, halel ko halelu ko, koil ha-Neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil ha-Neshamot, halel ko halelu ko, koil ha-Neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.